Get more involved. Be more active. Have more conversations. Teach masterclasses. Host workshops. Reach out to these people, right? Build deeper connections with them. If that's working, do more of it. If you have one particular offer that sells easily, and no matter what, whenever you put it out, it sells, do more of it. Do more of it.
Attention all service-based business owners and solopreneurs. Trust me when I say there is data in your business that you are overlooking that is the key to unlocking new clients, more profitable offers, and a more strategic and effective marketing strategy. I'm going to help you uncover this information and use it to your advantage to grow your business and find those missed opportunities. Schedule your free rapid-fire strategy session today by going to michelledenioconsulting.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of The Real Truth About Business. You know me by now, or maybe you're new. My name is Michelle Denio. I'm a business growth strategist, and this is the show dedicated to giving you the real, straight, and honest truth about what it takes to grow a successful and sustainable business. All right, and today we are talking about the little hidden money that's in your business, or money that's hiding in your business that you are not looking at or not looking for simply because you don't know how to find it. And what I'm talking about here is really focusing on what is working instead of not working. That's what I mean by hidden money. There are a lot of business owners, and this has been coming up a lot in the Focus Visionary Mastermind, of, well, this is not working and this is not working and I could use some strategy around this, or I'm looking at this and this is not working. And my question always in return to those questions when they come through on the Q&A is, what is working? Okay, so you have all of these things that you are telling me are not working. What is working? And that is where the hidden money is, all right? I've talked about this multiple different ways. This is part of the reflection process in the Focus Visionary Framework in the 5-day kickoff, or the 5-day reset that is now available on demand, which I'm super excited about. So if you missed the 5-day reset back in April or the first week of April, you can now buy the replays on demand and you can do this strategic reset whenever it works for you in your business. So you can just go to my website, michelledenioconsulting.com/FV Mastermind, and you can buy the on-demand reset at $197 whenever you want it. Okay. But the hidden money, how does what's working correlate to hidden money, right? Okay, so let's talk about it. What I mean by that is, and I talked about this a little bit on last episode, is that there is a lot of noise in the space of everybody telling you everything that is not working in your business, right? Are you struggling to get new clients here? Or if you want to learn how to do social media, or if you want to increase your content, or maybe you know, do you need more sales? Do you need more revenue, right? Like, those all focus on things that are not working, right? That's why they are selling them to you, because they have a magic solution to help you fix what's not working. Where I always take the different approach and say, okay, we have things in our business that's not working. We all do. At some point, we're going to try something. It's not going to work, right? Like, that's a given. But what is working? Okay. And I'm going to give you a perfect example of this. I had a client inside the Focus Visionary Mastermind who said, I am trying to grow my Instagram community and it's just not working. Everything I'm trying is not working. However, the month before, she had seen a good amount of growth into that community. So I said to her, well, you had a lot of growth last month. How did you do it? What worked? She said, well, I went to a lot of networking events and I talked to a lot of people and I had a lot of conversations and I told them all about my community and they joined. Ding, 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 ding. If that worked, do more of it, right? Like, if networking and building relationships and having conversation works, then do more of it. And why I say it's hidden money is because when you do what's working, you're not spending your time spinning wheels. So there's hidden money right there because you now have time back because you're not trying to do all of the things that are not working and you're focused on what is working. But then on the other hand is if you know exactly what's working, it's going to convert better, then you're spending less time again, but you can wash, rinse, repeat. So let me give you another example of this because I think examples help. Another member in the mastermind came to me in the beginning of her planning and said she wanted to create a group program. And I was like, well, right now, you know, you don't necessarily have the audience for the group program because again, group programs were in her world. It was a lower ticket item, which meant she needed more people and she needed more of an immediate cash injection. So I said, if I were you, I'd focus on one-to-one. So for the first couple of months of the year, that's what she did. And she started doing these. She had like a small offer that immediately converted to a bigger offer that immediately converted to a bigger offer, right? Like she had this funnel set in place, which there's another podcast episode coming on about offer suites and how one leads to the next. But she had this. And so after a couple of months, she said to me, Michelle, I'm sitting here thinking about creating this new offer. And I don't understand why I want to do this when I have offers that already work, right? Like I felt like I needed to create something new because this one other offer didn't work. When in reality, I have a sales funnel and an offer suite that converts very, very well. And I enjoy doing it and my clients love it. So why am I not focusing on it, right? So she went in on that again. Went in on what's working and guess what? She sold more of them and made more money. So that's what I mean. These hidden little pieces of revenue and money in your business are hidden in the things that are already working. But we are so attached and so programmed to look at what is not working that we don't take the time to actually focus on what is really going well, right? Like think about it. If you have a bad week, or let's say you're having a really good week and all of a sudden something goes wrong, right? Like you're getting along, things are going really well. And then all of a sudden your car breaks down and now all of a sudden your week is bad, right? Like, oh, I had such a shitty week. My car broke down. It cost me this, this, and this. And you know, we only focus on the negative, right? It's like, oh, I had a shit week or whatever. This happened. But prior to then that week, you signed 3 new clients. It's absolutely beautiful sunshine, you know, whatever you did, whatever you got great sleep, whatever that is. But like all of those things go to the wayside as soon as one thing doesn't happen. And that is what is the same thing is happening in business. The same, as soon as something does not go as planned, we immediately start shifting gears of like, things aren't working. I got to try something new. I got to move on. I got to do all these different things. When in reality, there's things that were working. If you have sold an offer, if you have had clients, there is something in your business that worked. Okay. So take a look at that. Ask yourself, what's working in my business? Where are my sales coming from? They're coming from one networking group. Do more with that group. Get more involved. Be more active. Have more conversations. Teach masterclasses. Host workshops. Reach out to these people, right? Build deeper connections with them. If that's working, do more of it. If you have one particular offer that sells easily, and no matter what, whenever you put it out, it sells, do more of it. Do more of it. Keep putting that offer out there. Stop moving all around, right? If focus on what's already working, if you have a marketing strategy, if you know, like I had to do this myself, I'll give you another example. I could give examples all day long because this is very important to me, is when I was looking at my social media, I get wrapped up in really honing in on one platform. I like to be on all of them. I think all of them have a different nuance to them. But when I was getting overwhelmed, so I got overwhelmed with all of it. I ran out of time. My schedule has changed. I do not have time to be all on all of them well. I had to ask myself, what worked? Where did I get the most clients, right? Like, where did I meet the best people? Where have I found it to be the most fruitful? The answer to that is LinkedIn and Facebook. I do still really love Facebook. So if those are the two things, why am I trying to put effort into TikTok and Instagram? Right? I had another client years ago, same thing. She was like putting all this time and effort into Instagram and all this time and creating all this freaking content, showing up on her stories, showing up on her stories. And almost every one of her clients was coming from Facebook groups. And I was like, at what point are you going to start putting a little bit more effort into engaging in these Facebook groups where people are tagging you and less effort into Instagram? You're putting all your time and effort into this Instagram. And then you come to me and go like, well, it's not working. I don't understand. Nobody's converting. But yet she was making sales. So I was like, well, if you're making sales, something must be working. Where are these people coming from? And when she looked at it, it was like, well, they're coming from Facebook groups. Okay, go do more of that, right? Like, that's what I mean by hidden money. The answers are there. The money is hiding in your business. It's just waiting for you to find it. It's not really hiding. It's just that you're not looking for it because you're too busy focused on what's not going well, that you're not taking the time to look at what is. Okay? So your action item for today from this episode is to ask yourself, what's working? I want you to stop focusing on everything that's not working. I want you to find at least one thing in your business that's working, whether that be an offer, whether that be a marketing strategy, whether that be a sales strategy, whether it be a networking, whatever it is. What is working? Did you have a masterclass that went really well that you haven't run again, right? The last time you ran a masterclass, did it convert and you haven't done it again because you moved on to something else? Well, if the masterclass converted, do it again. I know for me, the 5-day strategic reset converts because once people experience it and see it and go through the process, they see the value in it. And it usually converts, right? So that's why I did it again in April. Normally I only do it in December. I did it again in April live. Now it's available on demand because I know that it works, right? So again, I could go on and on. Like I was thinking, oh, I should probably create a masterclass. I should do this workshop that leads to the 5-day program. And I may try that, but at the end of the day, why? It's just one more thing I have to create. Where if I just focus on selling the 5-day strategic reset, I know that it works. So I could, if I create a workshop, then I got to try to sell that or get people to show up to it and then hope that then they sell, go up to the next thing and then hope that, you know, like why? I have one thing that works. It's low cost. It's $197. It's a low entry point. It's an easier yes. So why do something different, right? Blinders on, get focused. You're gonna sense a theme for the month of April. Get focused and do the things that move your business forward and eliminate the noise and the rest of it, okay? I love you, I believe in you. Go take action, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening today. But remember, now it's time to take action. My goal is to get you results. So, what is one action you can commit to taking this week? Feel free to share it with me in my DMs or tag me on your socials. Not sure what action to take? Grab the link in the show notes and schedule a strategic power hour. We can talk through it together and get you a strategic plan of action in just 60 short minutes. Oh, and one last favor. As with every podcast, reviews and ratings are what help us continue to show up and grow. So if you wouldn't mind, please take a quick minute to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify and share this episode with a friend. Thanks. Talk soon.